The Texas Education Agency has been looking at new ways to assess teachers for 3 years now. The Federal Department of Education demanded teacher evaluation changes in exchange for granting the state waivers tied to the No Child Left Behind law. TEA Commissioner Michael Williams says the state is looking to help improve what he calls student growth, a broader measure of traditional evaluations like test scores.
Irrespective of the background that youngster has, irrespective of the challenges at home or whether the parents are engaged in his or her learning or not, we do expect that teacher to move that child in some positive direction. And so what I would say to those teachers is, you've signed up for a job where we're going to have to move a youngster along and that student growth, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Williams calls this all-day meeting at Grand Prairie's Dallas Baptist University just the first of many statewide conversations about changing teacher evaluations. Grand Prairie Superintendent Susan Hull hopes Williams looks at a system called TAP. She's testing the Teacher Advancement Program in 3 of her 41 schools and says it focuses more on teacher growth,
on teacher effectiveness measurements, on helping teachers reflect and become better teachers, instead of coming in one day, looking at what the teacher's doing that one day, and evaluating that teacher for an entire year on just a performance of a lesson for one day.
Hull says the current system is based on a one-day-a-year visit, and it's time for a change. Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles is working on changing his district's assessment plan, which would include student input.
There seems to be some interest in among my colleagues and some of the teachers and principals for doing something like that in their district.
Commissioner Williams is considering it.
I think there's an opportunity for us to design a system where student evaluations of their instructor will be a part of that.
Williams says this discussion about a new statewide teacher evaluation system will play out over the next year or two. Monday's seminar was the first of 5 meetings he wants to hold across Texas. He hopes to roll out the new plan in 2 years. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.